2 years ago, and Ben's in the room, so he knows this story. So 2 years ago, I went to the south of France, and I stayed in Cannes, and I stayed in one of the top three hotels in Cannes. So you'd expect it to be amazing service, wouldn't you? I was certainly paying £22 for a gin and tonic. I expected it to be amazing service. Anyway, so comes to the end of the checkout, and I have to be honest with you, everything was kind of perfect, as in all the little, but you know, nice toiletries in the bathroom, you know, very comfortable. But it was all a bit manufactured, if I'm just really honest. All a bit kind of, I could have been anyone. It certainly wasn't a personal service. So when I'm checking out, the lovely lady, beautifully groomed, sat at the desk, typing in all her details. She barely looked at me, but when she did, she asked me if everything was all right. And being an English person, I said, oh yes. And then I thought, no, actually, no, this wasn't all right. So I thought, I'm going to stay. So I said, well, it was okay. And eventually she kind of took the word about okay. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, it was just, you know, a bit manufactured. And she just did not understand. Anyway, so that was it. I paid my bill, I left. Went about 20 miles down the road to another place, which I'm not going to tell you about, because this is my hotel, man. My hotel. But I went into the hotel, and with my husband, we're walking down the corridor. A lady's coming towards us in the other direction, and I'm saying to my husband, well, the swimming pool doesn't open until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I said, that's a bit of a blow, isn't it? Because I always get up early and I like to go for a swim and stuff. And anyway, the lady stopped and she said, just to let you know, the swimming pool opens any time you want. You just have to go downstairs, ask the porter, and he'll unlock this outside door, you know, the swimming pool, unlock the key to the garden, and you can go in. It's just we don't have a pool attendant early in the morning. We had a laugh, and I said I didn't need that gin and tonic at that time in the morning. Anyway, 2 days later, not even the next day, I go down to the swimming pool, I pick up my key at 6 o'clock in the morning, I go out to the swimming pool, and on the side is a little note, two towels and a bottle of water. And it says, good morning, Mrs. Corson, just in case you want to swim today. Now that took them 30 seconds at the end of the day, but they remembered, and that was a personal service experience that really mattered to me. And I have told that story hundreds and hundreds of times, but never in the hotel. I can definitely tell you about that.